you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Person is what?
Is common.
Ordinary or just common, either one.
Is it insulting?
What?
Is it insulting to say?
Well, it's certainly not something to be proud of. You wouldn't tell a person to his face, you're ordinary, you're common.
Okay.
But that's what they are.
When you say that a girl is very common, what does that mean?
You would keep quiet about it. You mean immodest?
Well, what do you think of if someone said that a girl was common? Would it take on a slightly different meaning?
No. Ordinary would be the other word I'd think of.
Okay. And someone like an older person that still gets around real well and doesn't show his age.
Active, spry.
Okay. And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
anxious.
Or a little... you wouldn't feel easy, you'd feel...
uneasy.
And you say, well, it'll be all right, just don't...
You mean giving consent to a child to do something?
No, you say, well, the children will get home all right, just don't...
worry.
And a little child might say, well, I'm not going upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared of the dark.
Okay.
Now, they wouldn't say afraid, I'm scared.
Uh-huh. And you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She... what?
Well, if a child is afraid now, it's unlikely that they were not afraid at an earlier age. But you might say she will outgrow that.
Uh-huh. Well, if she hadn't been afraid... earlier, you'd say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
something must have frightened her.
Uh-huh. How it... what's the opposite of used to be? You say...
present.
I don't understand why she's afraid now. She... would you say she used not to be or didn't used to be, or how would you say that?
Yes, but a better expression would be she formerly was not.
But using the expression used to be, how would you say that?
Just that way.
How?
We'd say she used to be.
Uh-huh. And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
might say nutty or foolish or silly.
Mm-hmm. What about queer or quar?
What?
Q-U-E-E-R.
Queer? Well, if we use that term, it would be really a bad situation. somewhat demented.
You mean she... it would just mean she's crazy, or...?
Bordering on it.
Uh-huh. Has that word changed meanings recently?
Sure, while you're... what?
Has that word changed meanings recently?
What, queer?
Uh-huh.
I should say yes. Now it, as I understand it, indicates a person who is more than eccentric, but not insane.
Mm-hmm. And say a person who makes up his own mind and then there's no use arguing with him, you can't make him change his mind.
You'd say he or she has a mind of his or her own.
Uh-huh. Or he won't ever admit he's wrong. You say that
is stubborn.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say that he's mighty...
I just can't get along with him or her.
Mm-hmm. Or you say you better not tease him about that, because he's, when it comes to that subject, he's still mighty...
we might say obstinate.
Well, would you ever say something like touchy or testy or touches or...
catchy?
Touches. Touchy.
Spell that.